Daniel Francisco Chapo was selected by Frelimo Central Committee late on Sunday after heated internal debates that lasted for 3 days. The selection of Chapo ended speculation that President Philip Nyusi planned to cling to power after the end of his term through an amendment to the Constitution. After his potential successor was endorsed, Nyusi appealed to party members to support their candidate and carry him to victory during the October 9 elections this year.
Terminou a novela de especulações.
He said the soap opera of speculations, including the speculation about the third term, has ended. They speculated out of fear, he said. Frelimo respects the laws and there was no reason to speculate because it is in the law. Nyusi said, let's all carry him as he is the face of our party in the elections on December 9th. Since Mozambique's independence in 1975, all heads of state have been nominated by Frelimo. The party has won all elections since multi-party democracy was introduced 30 years ago at the end of a crippling 16-year civil war, which left 1 million people dead and 5 million others internally displaced. Chapo has been governor of Inyambane province since 2016. He holds a master's degree in development management from a university in Mozambique. Prior to entering politics, he taught constitutional law and political science at the Universidad Católica in the port city of Beira and worked as an announcer at a private radio station in the same city. After being confirmed as Frelimo candidate, he promised to work for the development of the country's economic development. He said he must first thank the members of the Central Committee who represented more than 6 million Frelimo members in the country for the trust they have placed in me. He said that we will work on the basis of Frelimo's work program for victory on October 9th. If elected, Chapo will become Mozambique's fourth democratically elected head of state. At 47, Daniel Chapo is viewed by analysts as the leader who may be able to restore security in the troubled oil and gas-rich province of Cabo Delgado, where Islamic State-linked insurgents have been terrorizing civilians and destroying public infrastructure since 2017, forcing the interruption of multi-billion dollar projects. His predecessor, Philip Nyusi, has failed to halt insurgency despite support by troops from other countries of the Southern African Development Community and soldiers from Rwanda. Economic analyst and university lecturer Alcide Obashita has high hopes for Chapo.
Is any individual or a person who has not been accused of corruption schemes, so I believe that these change of leadership will open a new page in the history of Mozambique, given that he's a young man who was born after the independence period of the country. So I believe that the economy of Mozambique will witness a great performance in the coming years.
Mozambique will hold its seventh presidential and legislative elections on October 9. The deadline for presenting a list of candidates for president to the Constitutional Council is June 10th. Charles Mangwiro for VOA News, Maputo, Mozambique.